You are now listening to Good, Bad, and Unavailable.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. This is the Good, Bad, and Unavailable podcast, episode 140. I'm Day, aka May Contain Wine, aka Miss Well, actually.
Hello, everyone. This is Kelly, aka I am Kelly Elise, aka the most important, the sophisticated Pied. Nice to meet you guys again.
Hey, Kelly girl.
Hey, boo.
Hello, everyone. It's Wes, aka Wow. Wash Your Legs, aka Vaccinate Your Kids, aka Get Your Flu Shot, and don't argue with me.
Oh my God, Wes, remind me, I have to tell you something about washing your hands.
And I'm Q, and I'm too tired to do AKAs because I was at work for 12 hours.
I don't see how you deal with kids like that. Couldn't
be. Yes, all damn day.
Well, we thank you for your service, sir.
And especially the little badasses who don't know how to, who have no home training.
Oh, that's like my everyday.
Yeah, no home training.
They're adults.
How old are these children?
They're kindergarten.
They get mad and want to fight. The world when it's them who are provoking other students. Anyway, let me not go into parenting.
They're kindergartners.
No, first graders. First graders.
That's like kindergarten once removed.
Basically, these children can't be that bad.
They still, anyway. Sorry, y'all. I was about to say something about the brain that I read, and I was like, that's actually pretty gross if you think about it.
And I guess I am Dad Breath Greg, according to. So we're going to go with that one this week. Tiff and Darren will be on a little bit later on. So let's just start on a high note, because I'm almost high. But Wes has a story.
Oh, we're gonna go there like first. All right. So, as the people, the hosts of this podcast know, that I have a list. It's called 30 for 30, because I didn't do 30 things that I wanted to do before my 30th birthday, so I'm doing it in my 30th year. And on the list was try speed dating again. And so there was a speed dating boxing class that came across the interwebs. Shout out to Jason German. I think he definitely runs with District Run Collective. And he does boxing with Bay. Boxing classes. It's like a couples or like partners boxing class where they work, like you can work on communication and other skills in your relationship by and get a workout in. So I was like, you know, when we're in a fitness group meet together and he was talking about the class, I'm like, well, what about the niggas who don't have Bay? Can we get a boxing for Bay? And so he's like, I won't think about it. And so he went forward with the idea, and that's what I went to 2 weeks ago now. And it was a very interesting experience, to say the least. I did have a good time. It was actually a workout. I didn't think this through. Like, I sweat a lot when I work out, so I was a fucking mess by the end of the class. I was like, wow, this isn't attractive. Yeah, it was cool. I enjoyed myself. It was interesting how they did it, because it was like, you know, in regular speed dating, you have the girls will sit at the table, and then the guys rotate, and you have like 2 minutes to build a connection or whatever.
Wow.
So that was cool. With this, it was the girls learn like the boxing combos, like when you throw one into all of that stuff. And the guys were taught how to like call a combination for like sparring. So, and then the girls would rotate through each of the sparring coaches or whatever. Yeah. There was definitely more girls than guys, as it is with any type of dating event in
always
this fucking cesspool of an area.
But of course.
But how were the male options?
Yes, get to the juicy part. just waiting
for the details.
Well, I'm going to lay it out for the people, but the guys were short. I didn't realize how short DC men were. Like, I was looking a lot of people in the eye.
You're also tall, though, Wes.
I am not that tall. I'm like 5'6".
That's really? Not tall.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not
tall. I thought
you
were more tall than me.
Okay. Nah, it's the socks and the...
Also, hi, Blacks. I'm here now.
Socks do not elevate you, man.
I got some thick-ass socks. You know, I got shout out to socks. Box Lunch, because that's my favorite place to get, like, socks from.
Yeah, shout out to Box Lunch. I'm a stance girl myself, but...
Box Lunch got the best socks. Anyway, back to the niggas. Some niggas I can really figure, like, I would not be good with you because you do not know how to communicate. You don't speak clearly. Like, I like that aspect because it, like, you can see who can be, like, able to coach or be coachable, because I'm like, you know, they tried to teach you something and you didn't implement it well. So, yeah. And,
Ooh, also,
they were cute. They're
prints.
They were cute, but they weren't in that, like, that much workout apparel. But I was like,
No
breakfast pants? No. I couldn't print watch for shit. I was upset.
Damn.
Well, yeah. What is the point of this event?
That was stupid.
You know, it was cool. It was the first time, so it was a lot of, like, you know, a little bit of rough patches and whatnot. So, but I'm giving them a lot of grace because I'd do it again.
All the dudes had cups on?
No. But some of these people came out with, like, they little rat tie, like the wraps that they have on the hands and Muay Thai gloves. I'm like, nigga, I just came with my hands. Why y'all got all this shit? So
Wes said you gonna get these hands and these feels.
These hands are ready to eat for everybody.
You wanna think of them peanut butter gun to the school?
But I don't know, like, afterwards, before everyone started working out, he took pictures to put in a Google Doc. This is what I like. So you took pictures to put in a Google Doc so you could, like, say yes or no to your top people.
Mm-hmm. So have we gotten any results, Wes? Has anybody reached out?
No. So now it's, like, in limbo. I sent my form in and I haven't heard anything since. I was like, all right. It is. I mean, I still feel really good feelings about my love life this year, even with a couple of hiccups I've had recently. So,
yes, good vibes. Speak positivity into this dating game because it's definitely an interesting world to maneuver.
Yeah, it can be very discouraging too because. Y'all niggas is trash. Niggas being gender neutral, because I know all the men would be like, but what about the bitches who be just taking out niggas or getting niggas for free meals? And it's like, all right, friends.
Well, at least they asked you for an ashtray.
Well, I would like to, the line. A what?
Wait, what?
Did you say an ashtray?
Yeah. I'm thinking about TP. I'll come back to that later.
Okay. Oh,
ashtray, bitch!
Oh yeah, at least it wasn't that.
Wait.
Okay, go on, Day.
Well, along the lines of not to continue men ain't shit, but you know, sometimes
damn.
I'd like to poll you guys. How often do you feel like you accidentally record a story on IG?
Ooh,
hardly ever, because you gotta, like,
yeah.
But you still gotta press send.
Right. You gotta, you know.
Oh, wait, Dayana.
You gotta assign that to somebody.
So would you say scientifically it's almost impossible to accidentally record something and post it to your public Instagram story?
I wouldn't say accidentally or impossible. It's possible, but it's highly unlikely.
There's a higher doing that on Snap than it is on Instagram.
Right.
Okay, well, here's my story. So I met this guy on Bumble. We kind of hit it off. He's very cute. Had some really great conversations or whatever. He ended up living in Richmond. So I was like, oh, well, that's awkward. So I don't see him often. But he's come up here. We've hung out and the vibes have been good, but nothing too serious because, again, nobody's trekking to Richmond. So the other day I am perusing through my Instagram stories and he's posting stories of him hanging out at his home with a young lady. And I'm like, okay, you know, niggas got friends. I'm not offended because you single. I'm single. Do what you want, bruh. And then later on, his stories update. And I'm very confused. And then I realize he has posted a clip of this young lady giving him head on his public Instagram story. So that's why my question, I like messaged him and I was like, hey, sir, don't know if you meant to post this. He responded back, whoa. But it stayed up on his Instagram story for a good another 2 hours. And I just want to understand, what is the motivation? Like, why? Is this what we're doing in 2020 these days, gents?
You know,
what was the need of him actually having the Instagram app open when he's getting served?
Motherfucking intentional, bro. I don't care.
That is disgusting.
You know, my theory is now I think about it, I was like, maybe he was promoting himself. Like, he had a little OnlyFans on the side or something.
He might. Shit. I mean, he didn't even say. Oh, a medical emergency away from needing an OnlyFans.
I mean, he never said for more content, you know, follow my OnlyFans. And you really couldn't see anything in the video.
You just saw the head bobbing.
Like, he just, like, he had slightly pulled down her pants, so like you saw the top of her butt or whatever, and he was just like holding her hair in a ponytail and like making the movements, and it was just sounds. So
he was trying to embarrass her. Then he wasn't like doing that shit for, you know, the audience. He was like, "Hey, I got me another one." Like, pretty much.
I feel really bad for the young lady because he definitely had her, you know, not her name, but like her face. In the videos of them hanging out, so.
Oh, damn.
So this is just gonna be a stupid like concept, but do you think that that's his angle? Like, he goes on Bumble meeting women, and then he knows
that's not too far fetched because y'all niggas is sociopaths. So God only knows.
Could be.
Oh, so you think he's going on Bumble, taking these girls out, inviting them back, and then
recording them?
Sounds like a bangs, bro.
Making flex.
I'm like that. That is, niggas do that. So.
That's quite possible. He did invite me to his home, but I was like, I just met you, sir. I'm not.
See, and this is what I say to men every time they do that, when they say, oh, you should just come to my house. I'm like, nigga, I could kill you. I could be a serial killer. And like, and they don't, and I'm like, dead ass serious. I'm like, y'all are inviting like literal strangers to your home. And I guess because you don't perceive women to be a threat, that you can't get got out here.
Wasn't it just a story that we talked about? It was like last year about the girl who had like,
she set that nigga up. She was going, there was a girl setting up niggas. She would meet, like message them, meet up with them, and then like her nigga would come and rob them.
Stupid. What?
Wow.
Yeah.
And I was like, well,
I was on the first or fifth date. Like, wait a while. Just wait. But
just wait a while.
Well, you know, there's a lot of guys who believe in this whole pre-date nonsense. It's like the idea of, I'm not going to really spend any money on you, but I need to test the waters with you.
If you're some new nigga
about spending money, just don't fucking date. You broke. You're broke.
You broke.
Trashy ass thing to do.
Or first of all, there are so many, if you don't want to spend money, you don't have to spend money. Like, I feel like my favorite first date is a museum. Invite me to a museum, because if conversation is just not hitting, I could be like, oh, go look at this dinosaur over here, and I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna read this.
Yep.
And I don't have to talk to you. Wow. I can just wander down a galley and then never come back.
Mm.
See, if it's really that bad, and museums are free.
They are 100%.
I just gave y'all a pro tip. You're welcome.
They're not gonna take it. These niggas don't listen
at all.
He's looking at me asking for $200 dates.
So,
like, don't spend $200 on a date if you don't want to spend $200 on a date. It's not fucking hard. Definitely. Just don't do it.
But you know, that's
so much fun. Go to happy hour.
Niggas is not expect. And if you are with a woman who expects that, mm-hmm. either you step up or don't take her out.
Boom! Wow! Boom. The logic.
It's cool. I actually don't want to do all that. I'm trying to work on my shit. We don't. I don't have Ruth Chris money right now. All right.
And all right, cool.
If she likes you or she doesn't, if she wants you, she can make that decision. Y'all make that shit too difficult.
Right.
But they sell delicious churros at District Taco, and they are not that expensive. Make it cute. Y'all just are a little uncreative out here.
No, like, and that's another thing. I'm like, people, not just men, but niggas don't want to put in effort. Mm-mm. On either side, whether it's putting in the effort of being vulnerable and like trying to really get to know a person, effort in actually planning and taking someone out and trying to build a relationship based on their interests and yours compatibility. Yep. Yeah, man.
That's because the effort's in the wallet. They're like, hey, I paid $200. You gonna suck my dick now? Like, that's
wow.
That is not effort.
That's not effort.
With that nigga that was like, oh, I'm a self-made millionaire. And I'm like, I don't give a shit about that. Like, you still mm-hmm. gonna be trash as fuck. As right. evidenced by you being trash as fuck right now. Like, mm-hmm. oh, that was, wow.
And you have to put some effort. I feel like a lot of the issue too first is the initial start off the ground. Because people are getting way too used to just being pen pals. Mm-hmm. Like, it's way too many, you know, hey, how was your day? It was good. What you do? What you doing this weekend? Without any initiative. Right. Of saying, oh, well, are you trying to, you know,
well, some of these niggas want to be courted. Some of these niggas is like, you should be putting in effort because I got a job. I might got a place. And I don't have dishes in the sink. Like, they think that that's enough for...
No.
A woman to be fawning over them and like bending over backwards.
Nah, bruh. I got a job, a car, my own place, and a whole cat. I'm good.
A whole cat. That has two meanings. That has two meanings to it.
Yes, both.
A whole cat.
Anyway.
You know, he actually might be 3/4 because 9 months. But you know what? It's fine.
Oh, he is 3/4 of a cat. So yeah, and I'm not courting no nigga. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's you know what? I will court you after some time. Like, I feel like court me first.
Yeah.
See, and I'm saying this because I know this niggas be like, but how can you expect somebody to do this if you're not willing to reciprocate? I'm like, I've given too much to people too soon. And I mm-hmm. wasted a really cute date on a nigga who I don't even speak to now. And I'm like,
oh, that's the worst.
Mm-hmm. Like, I took that nigga out for some s'mores at the harbor. Such a cute, fun time. We ate. Chilled by the little fire.
Just adorable.
And then just we glided off the face of the earth.
You know, there's been this...
I did that for his birthday.
A meme or a quote, I don't know, floating around... I keep seeing it pop up on Instagram where it's like women, when they start dating, will treat you how they want to be treated. And then eventually they'll treat you how you treat them.
That sounds accurate.
So if you come out and my dad always says, start out like you can hold out. If you come out the gate texting me every day, you know, popping up with flowers, I will reciprocate that in a way for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you got to show up to the table with something to be met.
Yeah, and don't ask me what the fuck I bring to the table ever again in your God loving life. I fucking hate that question.
What do you bring to the table?
What do you bring to the table? Nigga, I'm the table, I'm the floor, I'm the chair, I'm the settings, fucking little centerpiece, bitch.
That's my nigga, I am the entire room and board warehouse.
Like, what are you saying right now?
So, we got a couple random thoughts. Just two. One, this, what is it? The 070 Shake album?
What is that?
What the hell is that?
It's an artist by the name of 070 Shake. Like,
070 Shake?
That's the whole name?
The whole name.
What?
I was confused as well. I was like, what the fuck is this? And I listened to it. It's actually a pretty, it's a good album. It's alternative. It's pretty good. If we did a dope nope this week, we won't. I would.
It's an alternative.
It's pretty good. No, that's her category. She's an alternative artist, and I feel like everybody should check her out. So
okay. I'm about to Google her right now. What is it again? 070 what?
070 So go check.
070
Oh, she came right on that.
070 Shake
Yeah, it's a pretty good album. I would suggest checking it out.
It says hip hop artist on Google.
Yeah, well, everywhere else it says alternative. So I'm just going with what Apple Music said. They said alternative.
They don't know
at all. But we're gonna go with it. Secondly, my coworker mentioned randomly about taking off bras one-handed at work. So we're all just like shooting the shit. And she was like, you guys just, you know, you don't understand how it is to be a woman and have to work with a bra. And I was like, I have absolutely no clue because I've never thought of it. She said that she would take off her bra, I guess, like take the bra off the hook at work because she would wear black that day. So it was easier for her to function.
She wasn't having no titties.
What? So, wait, is she flat-chested?
I was trying to figure it out. I was like, I didn't know that you could.
I'm not taking my bra off at work.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got too much for that.
Yeah.
On top of nothing like when you come home and have like that.
Right. That relief. Right. Listen, I'm fucking around to take my bra off at work. I'm going to get an email immediately. Kelly, can you come upstairs to the 11th floor?
Look at this passive aggressive ass printout of the code of dress code.
Right. I'm not sure. I know that we said
first of all, I can't have my titties a flap when I'm doing CPR and compressions. That's too much.
Oh my god.
And if your bra's that uncomfortable,
you need to get get
properly sized.
Yeah, you need to go get sized.
Yeah.
I can't even take my bra.
Your bra don't fit. That is what the end of that is.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out, she was like, you know, taking it off one hand. I was like, I don't know anybody that
she got really tiny snap in the she back. Snap in the front. Snaps in the front, she got really tiny titties.
Because that's when she said, I was like, okay, does she have like those bras that unhook from the front or like?
Excuse me, I have a bra that snaps in the front and I don't have tiny titties.
I mean, they make them for our size, but what I'm saying,
that's my favorite actually.
It's so easy to put on. It's like it a bulletproof like vest.
It's like a bulletproof
vest. Y'all.
Shrug it on and snap it up.
So, my next and last random thought. So I found myself at work today listening to Janae Aiko, and she came out with another song this week. Basically,
oh yeah,
that's the nastiest little whisper if there ever was one.
She's my fave.
It's called Pussy Fairy.
On the way.
I play
on
like
the way.
Here we go.
I want you to say my name. Close your eyes and let you feel cool. Now you're getting real close. Baby, I am on the way. Now that I've got you right here, I won't lay you down.
What in the fuck did he put in the soup?
Who?
Sean.
You know they're back together. Maybe like they be blowing each other's back.
I mean, yeah, he got the dick.
Yeah, obviously she got his whole portrait on her body.
She got that covered up.
She got it covered up.
I know she got it covered up, but the point is it was there at one point. And it was a clear picture.
Mm-hmm.
And a very large picture because her cover up tattoo takes up
Of her whole body.
And well, Janae has been making this sort of music
forever. I mean, Maniac. Y'all hear Maniac?
Yeah, she's just, you know.
She's just sexy.
She's a whisperer.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to keep saying.
Mm-hmm. It was a good song, though.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, she was good.
Cannot wait.
Me either.
They didn't go on tour together with that album that they had. What was it, like 3 years ago? Pretty good song, like pretty good album too. But who knows? Let me see. Actually, we got to get into first 48. So this one will be light this episode since it's not a lot. So the first one, deputies searching for a suspect who allegedly broke into a man's home to suck his toes.
Ew. Utah.
I'm gonna go with Florida.
Kansas.
Old tried and true.
Q, you got anything? Okay, good. So,
I'm sorry, I was on mute. That definitely sounds like some Florida shit right there. Fucked up, most fucked up state in the country.
Florida. Anybody else?
I just say Utah. I'm guessing.
I said Kansas.
Okay.
Yeah, Utah, Kansas, and Florida.
So whoever said Florida, you are right.
Of course. Because that's some weird ass shit. Yo, did y'all see that thing? I know I posted it in the group where it was like a survey of the most hated states and Florida hated itself.
I would hate me too. Shit.
I was like, yeah, that's a long.
That's rough. Mm-hmm. You hate yourself.
I mean, it's Florida though. Can you blame me?
Was that man on drugs?
Who knows? Probably.
Oh, they said he was sober.
Just sucking toes? The fuck? What?
Breaking into houses to suck toes. You can find toes to suck, I feel. The
thing is,
suck your own fucking feet. Ew.
How do you break into a man's house as a man and then suck his toes? That.
Is he on that extreme love show? That fetish shit?
I don't know.
Probably.
Mm-mm. No, thank you.
So, a tourist is accused of gambling while leaving his child in a car. He has just recently been released from jail. A couple vacationing in Ecuador is arrested on child abuse charges.
They were vacationing where?
They were vacationing, and the man was arrested after police say that he and his girlfriend left her daughter in a car while they gambled in a casino.
Oh, Jersey.
Damn.
Gotta be Jersey from on in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Is it New Mexico that has casinos, too?
It could be West Virginia, too, honestly.
I mean, a lot of states have casinos.
Yeah.
In Connecticut, is Mohegan Sun a casino?
There's one in the Poconos. Where's Poconos?
I would say close to Jersey.
I'm going to say Jersey.
New Mexico. I just want to be different this week.
You know, I'm going to go with West Virginia. Why not?
The second most fucked up state in the country, New Jersey.
All right.
Wow. Well, unfortunately, you should have went with the first most fucked up state because this happened in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Golly!
Wow.
Yeah. You know what, Florida? Just get it the fuck together.
Well, here's what's weird. It says that the guy, Carlos Enriquez Herrera Proez, 32, told Local 10 News that he had no clue about his girlfriend's little daughter.
What? So she went in the back when y'all got there? Did she hide in the car? Was she in the trunk? Where was she?
Questions that need answers.
Okay.
I can give you guys this one because you probably read it already. Black Texas teen was told to cut his dreadlocks in order to walk at his own graduation.
No.
Fuck that. That's in Texas.
I'm
so tired. I'm like, how did this boy get through 4 years of high school?
Right. And nobody said anything nobody to him said until anything now?
Until now.
Yep.
Those red states, man.
Yeah.
I'd be like thinking about moving. I'm like, where am I going to go?
Yep. Exactly. Because I don't want my kids cooking no bullshit like that.
Let me see, which other ones do we have? So we have woman tries to set her boyfriend on fire for not celebrating her new job at Subway.
Can that also be Florida?
You were supposed to be happy.
Why don't you celebrate me? You don't appreciate
footlongs.
Me.
You about to get these $5 footlongs and you was on some bullshit.
How long has she been unemployed? Shit. Damn.
She's happy.
Ooh.
She wanted to celebrate the fact that they's going to get them free $5 footlongs. And he
it's
just
not your birthday, girl.
I have an unrelated fact.
Where?
Footlongs at Subway are not a footlong.
That is true.
Are they?
Ain't that some bullshit? They just thought it was a catchy name.
It's like 9 inches.
Not about to eat 12 inches of actual fucking sandwich.
That bread is so thick, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Now I can't eat carbs like that.
Man, she just wanted a celebration.
The third.
Why don't they celebrate when she get paid? Like, let's be realistic. Mm-mm-mm. Get that first paycheck.
Well, that's the first 48 state where that actually happened.
I say Florida.
Georgia.
Georgia.
Ohio.
Ohio. Good. Good guess.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. That's a good guess.
Yeah, you just take your straight up.
Okay. Arizona.
Oh, okay.
okay.
This is another bonus.
Super so unimpressed. Oh, okay.
I mean, Arizona. What's Arizona? I know anything about Arizona. The Cardinals, right?
I mean, that them niggas be racist as fuck out there.
Right. Like, what? I mean, why was she? Does it explain why she was so excited about this job?
It's
Subway.
No shade,
the Subway.
So, you guys, this next one though. So, Indiana twins were born in two different decades. So, twins Jocelyn and Jackson Trello were born in different decades, thanks to 2020. Basically, it says that a pair of Indiana twins were born just a half an hour apart, but entered the world on different days, months, years, and even decades from each other.
That's dope.
That's cool.
I wonder, like, what happened to the kid who was born in, like, 2000, the first one. Like, I tried to Google it, but they didn't have any information for the person.
What do you mean what happened to them?
Like, they were saying that he also, I think it's a he, like, he had also, like, won the lottery as well. Supposed to be, like, a really lucky kid. So, now they would be, what, 19? So, yeah.
What? So, this didn't just happen?
I'm like, so confused.
Me too! Wait!
I thought
this didn't just happen.
Right,
no,
talking about the first kid that was born in 2000.
It's 19 now, and it just, like, won the lotto.
What? These kids are new kids. Greg is bringing up an antidote about a former kid from the beginning of the decade.
Exactly. Thank you, Day. Thank you.
No problem. Well, actually, strikes again.
Still confused.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on. I'm not even going to try.
If that is-
I got you, Greg. I got you.
If that is confusing to you, this is going to be even worse.
Oh, God.
The police captain who once called Tamir Rice a thug defends his decision and also claims to be black.
What? I mean, he could just die. So there's that.
Was he black, though? Like, no. Is he phenotypically black?
I'll read it. So it says the officer, Captain Javier Ortiz, was a
bitch.
Oh, no.
Javier, get your ass out of here.
Yo, y'all remember that singer? Do y'all remember that singer, Javier?
I'm tired.
No.
There was
what did he sing?
I get a little bit crazy.
Oh, I like that song.
That nigga.
Oh, hold on. I got to read this article because it's that damn good. So it's actually, yeah. Oh, my God. So the shit is so ridiculous. I have to have somebody else read it now. Let me see. I'm gonna share the screen because this is dope.
What?
What up, Darren?
Oh shit! All right.
What's you want to read?
Yeah. Who doing it? Who got it?
I got it. A Miami police officer who, as leader of the city's police union, defended officers involved in high-profile shootings of unarmed black men has angered the black police officers in his department with claims that he now identifies as black himself.
Scroll up to this picture.
The officer, Captain Javier Ortiz, was accused in November of claiming to be black when he applied for promotion. Miami-Dade chapter of the NAACP and the union that represents black police officers in the department both criticized Ortiz for his racial insensitivity and disdain for efforts to improve diversity. Whew, Christ.
And he self-identified as a white Hispanic.
He says, he says, well, I learned that there are people in my family that are mixed and that are black or
you are not black.
When the commissioner protested talk of the degree of blackness, Ortiz was quick to clarify that he wasn't claiming equal blackness. Oh, no, you're blacker than me. That's obvious, he was quoted saying. What the fuck?
No, continue this quote. Continue.
And if you know anything about the one drop rule, which started in the 20th century, which is what identify and defines what a black male is or Negro. No, you Negro. Would know that if you have one drop of black in you, you're considered black.
But where did his black, where did his drop come from?
What the hell?
I guess he did one of those DNA tests. You know what that reminds me of? Did you all watch?
This nigga look like fucking. He is whiter than male. No. Talking about I'm a black male. Nigga.
No. That reminds me of Dear White People when he needed that scholarship.
Uh huh.
And he. He claimed an ethnicity that wasn't his. What was it, Native American?
Like Elizabeth Warren. Oh, oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't supposed to say that.
Ugh. It says that Orch didn't claim that he was part Jewish. He claimed that he was black. I'm afraid maybe next month he'll be a black Jewish woman. I don't know. Wow.
He will be Rachel Dolezal out here. Yeah. Transracial like shit.
I have nothing.
Everybody want to be black and don't want to be black.
Ever.
In a while, but this one happened. So, New Jersey, New York Police Department officers were disciplined for alleged on-the-job bathroom sex crimes.
What? That damn Port Authority.
Get it in.
But who's they fucking?
Yeah. Oh, they were fucking each other. So, Lieutenant.
Okay.
Sergeant.
Oh, that's a little better than solicitation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they was like buying hookers and stuff and then arresting them. And I'm like, oh, you're fucking trash.
Oh, so they can't wait to get on shift.
Like, they
get on that ass.
Shift is wild.
You're going to work early today, babe. Oh, man, we got a lot of paperwork to do.
I gotta smash these out real quick.
Our last first 48 before we get into like news and stuff. So. A condom campaign was halted over its racy packaging.
Where was it?
Oh, was that in Utah?
Damn
no.
It.
What was wrong with it?
So,
they had like the punniest of sexual innuendo puns. It was really good.
She had it right, so now she has to read the article.
Oh. Wow. Sorry that I just be reading and shit. Mm. It features phrases like slut. A wordplay on the city on Utah and its capital, Salt Lake City. Enjoy your mountain and explore Utah's caves.
Wow.
Nigga, that's great. It was part of a campaign by the Utah Department of Health on HIV prevention and the promotion of safe sex. The department
But wait. I'm sorry to cut you off.
You got questions.
Isn't the Mormon church based in...
Yes,
in,
yes.
But so, that has to do with the government.
I thought Mormons didn't believe in birth control.
That has nothing to do with the government.
Separation.
Mormons are the only one.
There's other people that live in Utah. I know a black that lives in Utah.
A black. A single black.
He's the only black I know. I'm sure there's others, but he's the only one I know that lives in
just
Utah.
Just one black.
I just know a black.
That's one.
I'd like one black, please.
This campaign is a little better than that meth campaign that came out. What was it? We are meth, or no? We're on meth.
Like we're on it.
No,
yeah.
We're not,
the whole campaign was supposed to be we're on it, but it's
a billboard, people, right?
It was like no, we're on meth. We, like yeah, you are.
So, yeah, you are.
We are about to go.
Oh, that was a sad meeting.
Honestly, a lot happened this week over the past like 7 days, so we'll keep this pretty brief. So first and foremost, even though Patrick Mahomes is in the Super Bowl, it's kind of like fuck him for me right now because his tweets from 2013 resurfaced and he was defending George killing Trayvon Martin.
What?
What happened?
So he basically was defending George Zimmerman for killing Trayvon Martin. So there was a tweet by Spencer Shaw who had said this case was an absolutely horrible tragedy. However, there was no criminal activity that occurred Zimmerman trial. So Patrick Mahomes says, no one knows exactly what happened, which is why he's not guilty, but a crime could have occurred. Then he also tweeted, stop resisting or assaulting a cop. Hashtag real cops.
Is his dad a cop?
No.
No, his dad is a football player.
Zimmerman's not a cop.
Zimmerman,
ain't black.
Patrick Mahomes?
What is he?
Half black. And his brother actually just came out as gay as of what? a week ago.
That doesn't mean anything. To what he had going on?
They're gay Republicans, so.
About that. They're definitely gay Republicans.
Yeah, it's wild. So right now it's kind of fucked them for this week.
What's the next news? Sorry to that man. Actually, no, not sorry.
I barely knew that man, so it is what it is.
So next we had a big thing that happened. We talked about on our show last night about Delonte West, and
yo,
that's so sad.
I really feel for him because, you know, we take for granted having our mind like intact. And it was heartbreaking to see him like that.
Absolutely.
And it wasn't funny. And I really wish y'all would get out of this habit of recording serious and sad situations and just sharing them to social media.
Real talk.
Like it's like y'all like trauma porn. It's like trauma porn for people. Cause I'm like, all y'all do is post these horrible ass things. Mm-hmm. And the fact that a cop posted it instead of getting that boy help,
yeah,
that's what he gets. I don't care if he ever gets a job back. He doesn't deserve it.
Oh, he got
fired. Sorry.
Did he get fired?
He got suspended. I don't know if he got fired.
So he'll be back in a month. Well,
when it's swept under the rug.
Pretty much. But yeah. I mean, I'm hoping that...
I hope he actually receives help that everyone says they're going to try to give.
Agreed. And I saw a status that basically said, like, imagine, like, your lowest point in life, like, whatever it is, whether it's health, financial, whatever. And imagine somebody recording you in that exact moment.
Exactly.
And imagine them sharing that moment with the entire world times, like, 10. And that moment of you being completely magnified forever. Like, just imagine it be you. Like, seriously.
People have lack self-awareness to even think about that. And y'all are also fucking trash for bringing up LeBron's mama.
Yeah.
That shit ain't got shit to do with what's going on right now.
But the thing is, people do that shit. I think Twitter's like people's outlets to just like get their jokes.
Say whatever.
Yeah. But it's not even jokes. Like somebody said today, and I don't know if they were being serious or if they were joking or not, but there was a tweet about Megan Thee Stallion and she was like wearing like a sweatsuit and they were like, I think that's like the first time I've ever seen her in clothes. I was like,
that's a lie.
Damn, really? Like,
no, it's not. It's you rare, ain't been paying
attention. That's a whole ass lie. That's somebody
wearing clothes. Yeah.
And like, even the costumes that she wears are considered clothes. She's covered.
Yeah,
she ain't got her whole, I mean, it's a glorious ass. So, I wouldn't mind seeing it bare, but Leave Megan alone. She's just enjoying her life.
So
what would that say about LeBron mama?
Oh, that, I mean, yeah.
Because they had dated, or like he was, there's something that happened between Delonte West and LeBron's mom. And
I would have. That was a
big thing. But they were bringing that up, I guess, as like, oh, I guess, like basically trying to make it seem like him losing his mind was, I guess, revenge, I don't know, payback for messing with that man's mom or something to that effect. The things that I saw. And I was like, y'all are fucking stupid.
I mean, didn't LeBron have something to do with him being blackmailed and essentially off the team?
Yeah. It was all
because he was fucking his mama.
I mean, her, that part aside, I mean, I feel like if there's an issue, it should be taken up with him and his actions. I mean, I get it was a personal issue, but to completely take somebody's career away is ridiculous.
LeBron doesn't have that much power. It was more so like everybody kept saying LeBron's the reason why he's not playing in the league. He got cut from the Dallas Mavericks and then he got a job with the Boston Celtics as an offensive coordinator. And he wasn't attending like the job that he actually had to do because he has paranoid schizophrenia. So people were saying that was the reason why. And then they said LeBron blackballed him. Like, no, LeBron doesn't have that much pull.
I wouldn't say he has that much power, but I would say that he probably has that much influence.
I just think, homie, also, he's dealing with a very serious mental illness, which, if it's not carefully treated, like, it destroys all the relationships or can have the potential to destroy most relationships in your life.
Yeah.
Like, unfortunately.
I mean, in the video, didn't he say he was a Navy SEAL?
He was clearly going through a break. Like he was definitely manic, and yeah,
it was hard to watch.
It was very uncomfortable. I couldn't finish it. I was like, I'm not watching this. I'm not. Y'all gotta stop.
Let's get into some positive news, and then in with some trash again because it's always fun. Bad Boys 3 made $100 million after everybody said it was going to bomb, so fuck y'all.
It was good.
It was a good movie. It doesn't need a fourth movie. I will say that.
It does not need a fourth. I don't think it was a bad movie. It was actually a good movie. They did. I mean, we all said it. They waited way too fucking long to bring the third part to the series out. But yeah. It was a good movie.
I'm all for it. Don't, what do you call it? Don't Fast and Furious this franchise. Like, we don't need.
Thank you. Please, God, thank you. It can die now, okay? It can die.
I would be completely happy with 3. And the thing is, I still think that 2 is probably the worst one. Bad Boys 1 is still number 1 for me.
Mm. Whoa, you said 2 was the worst?
Stop. Time out.
What shit are you smoking today?
Right. What crack is that?
What's 2 out of, if you had to go between 1 and 2, 1
2. 1
is better than 2. The devil's not welcome here. I get it. That's a joke. That's funny. But no, like, number 1 had way more many moments. Like,
okay.
I'm sorry. It's 2 for me, bro. I can literally repeat 2 to you by heart from beginning to end.
Which one was the little boy in the date?
Yeah. Go that was 2. That was 2.
No, that's them 2. For that scene alone.
Motherfucker, you look 30. Like,
I'm with a man.
A classic.
One, two.
Classic.
Yeah, I agree.
2
was better than 1.
So 2 does have like more laughter, but number 1 was a better movie because the dead bimbo thing in 2 was pretty funny. It's like,
oh, I can't even remember number 1 for
real. Oh my God, the morgue scene.
Yeah.
So I just had this conversation today with a person at my job. It's like 1 was good, but because we were so not even in our adult or our teenage years when 1 came out, we don't really remember, nor can we really appreciate 1. And then by the time we actually went back and watched 1 again, it was like, all right, that was cool. But 2 is way more relevant for our time that 2 sticks out to us.
I can agree with that. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, mm-hmm.
I'm inviting being wrong. I just personally feel like number 1 was a better overall movie.
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing Mike's son in 4.
I don't see. I don't want to do that. No, kill that shit. Fuck it. It needs to die. Like right now. It's over. Fuck it.
Nope. I mean, I guess, but yeah. I would not mind again.
Kill it with fire. Kill it with fire.
Yeah. Let me see. What else?
Make it on a show. Make it a series.
Oh, do y'all really want to just get this power shit out of the way officially? Or
we gonna talk about Beyonce?
Tommy had the best episode so far.
Okay. I agree.
That's our power recap until the finale because I'm telling you, I'm going in 2 weeks, in 3 weeks.
I'm ready.
Fuck Paz's episode. Tommy's episode so far was the best. I'm glad he didn't die because I'd have smacked the shit out of 50 if he'd have killed him off like he did himself. Fuck that. And we all know it was Tyreek that did it.
Yes. Thank you. Ramona. What?
Hey. I said it was Ramona because it made sense.
It didn't make no damn sense.
All I'm saying is now, it doesn't, because I remember that Courtney Kent wrote this show, tying that in, because, you know, we're going to get to Beyonce or whatever, but this Tyler Perry movie, y'all keep trying to force me to watch it. I refuse.
I ain't watching that.
I ain't watching that shit.
I am tired of Tyler and his lazy rendition on the Black woman experience, so I give up.
You know, I have found the demographic that Tyler Perry writes these things for. And it is apparently my mother and my grandmother. My mom said it was fantastic. She told my grandmother to watch it. She told me to watch it on the car ride here. And I said, Grandma, I'm not watching that trash. It's filthy and it's terrible. She was like, well, I thought it was pretty entertaining. So there we go. Tyler Perry is just not for us.
Yeah. He said he writes for a very specific audience, which is the audience that he started writing for, and he is not changing. So he's basically trolling us and will continue to troll us.
That's fine. I don't have to watch none of his shit no more. And I will still say that he hates Black women every time I get.
We clearly ain't stopping this dollar, so what does it matter?
Exactly.
Right. I applaud him for the things that he does. I think he's doing a wonderful job.
I just wish he would actually give other people actual ass opportunity. It's so fucking lazy and self-centered and self, I guess, so entitled to be like, I don't need a writer's room. I don't need to be criticized. I can do all this shit myself. You don't have to. And that's why your shit looks like shit.
So wait. Answer me this. Was Sissy the Tyson in this movie too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fucking right. Good job, Tyler Perry.
That's what kills me, because everybody's like, oh, he gives black actors and actresses a chance.
Listen, yeah, he does.
He just doesn't give voices.
He doesn't give voices a chance. He'll give black actors a chance because all they got to do is recite whatever the fuck he's paying them to recite.
Is he giving?
He doesn't want to give people true opportunity, though.
He's no Ava.
I won't say that because his extras get paid very well, but like,
to drink but air. That's not
a voice. He is a pioneer in making sure that we are employed and we have opportunities to
afford.
He's not giving us writing opportunities, any type of voice, directing.
Yeah, I agree.
Everything. He writes everything. Will he employ people? Will he employ us? Absolutely. But he's not giving us a voice
to actually tell more stories outside of his very narrowed view of what black experience is.
And gosh, they're so narrow.
Yep.
There's so many amazing voices out there that he could be promoting, and he's not. But whatever.
Again, he's no Ava.
Yeah, I mean, he's no Lena either, but we're going to talk about her.
He's no motherfucking Brad Pitt.
We're going to talk about your girl Lena in a minute.
Where the fuck did that Brad come from?
What do you mean? Brad Pitt executive produced 12 years.
I was so confused.
Fucking Benjamin Button. Brad Pitt gives voices to like other black stories without being at the forefront of the story. Brad Pitt does a lot for people on the side. Yeah.
I did not know that. Thank you.
And who else? Is Brad Pitt and is it Robert De Niro? Somebody else funded one of Ava's projects and didn't say anything about it.
Yeah. Brad Pitt has
done, y'all taught me something today.
Yeah, that nigga is actually down for the cause, but he's like not one of those people like, I'm down for the cause because I want to be seen as a white savior.
I respect it.
And that's the best kind of ally.
Yeah. So, hardly.
Speaking of black people being highly disappointed this weekend, there were a lot of women who went and thought that they would get an Ivy Park. And
okay. All right.
Diana secured her Ivy Park, so I will, however, say she is also disappointed in her Ivy Park.
Wait, what?
Please give us a review.
Yeah, tell me about these shorts.
So my shorts order actually got canceled a couple hours after I ordered it, but all of my tops came in.
Right.
I think that while it was well communicated on the website and I received it, I don't know if anybody else, because she had both genders modeling her things. Mm-hmm. All of her clothing, at least the tops especially, were men's sizes.
Mm.
And they were intended to be unisex and everything was labeled oversized. Mm. And she said, she would say, well, her or Adidas or whoever put out a disclaimer, this item is oversized for men, true to size, for women, size down. So I did that, but I think two sizes down is more appropriate. So everything is just a little too baggy on me. Personally, I know a couple of people I've talked to have said the same thing, which makes the backlash that she's getting from the plus size community really funny, because if only they knew, they could definitely fit this line. So yeah, it's not. I've already posted my stuff on Poshmark.
So you're saying, based on her guidelines, your shit is more like kickback shit and not day party shit.
Well, it was never supposed to be day party shit.
I would
hope
you wouldn't be that tack ass to wear some fucking Ivy Park to a day party, but
But it was definitely supposed
that tactical
to be
vest
like,
could go though.
I'm going with my girls to this like cookout or whatever, but I want to be cute. Or like stuff you would wear to festivals, or what's that thing that they have, trap cookout or trail grill?
Trail grill.
Yeah.
Good life.
That sort of thing. It's definitely athleisure wear, but not I'm going to the gym athleisure wear.
Mm.
it's kickback stuff, but I just don't think that it's as flattering as it looks on the models on the website.
Okay.
Okay.
I just was receiving people's criticisms because, I mean, they've had them before and I think they're warranted. But I'm like, I can't speak from that experience, so I was just listening.
Now, so I do day. Own other Ivy Park things. I've been supporting Ivy Park for quite some time. So this is the first time I've been displeased with something that I've gotten from her line, because her other stuff that was cut for women specifically and made is really nice.
Okay. Was that the stuff that was at Top Shop?
Quality. Yeah, her partnership with Top Shop.
Okay.
Now, is the quality better than Darion?
What?
You're not going to talk about that.
Blight. Since I was in middle school, so I can't tell you. I know a couple people who still say that their Darion jeans have not worn, so maybe.
Shit.
It's on the same quantity. Miss Tina had something going on back then.
Well, hell, baby fat coming back, so.
It is.
Full effect.
21.
But Day, do you own a pair of Adidas to wear with your Ivy Park? I don't want you to be out here rocking Jordans and Adidas at the same time. Like, you know, that's a whole thing right now.
Okay, so one, I don't own Jordans. But yes, okay. I do have a few pairs of NMDs and a pair of Sambas. So I'm good on that front, but I'm also not that pretentious. And I paid for this shit, so, and I don't have a partnership. So I'll wear what the fuck I want to wear.
You're going to get these looks.
Hello.
Hello.
Let me tell you something. If my Converses look better with these biker shorts, you're getting these Converses.
You about to get this Adidas and Converse mixed up.
Listen.
Remix.
My ass looks good in everything, so it's just fine.
Mm-hmm. All right then. Well, all right.
Touché.
In other good pieces of news this week.
Other good pieces? Okay.
Segway.
What else is good on this list?
Yeah, so...
Wait, did nobody else get anything from the collection?
No.
I just signed up for a waiting list. My email has been sent out multiple times for a few pieces, but I don't think I'm ever going to get them, so I just did it as an exercise.
I knew
it was
going to be more whatever, so I didn't even play myself think I was about to get something.
Hey. I'd rather wait for the Orange Man to get impeached than wait on the waiting list for that shit, so...
Yeah, 4 more years, so...
No...
Yeah, man. Because I have a bad feeling because Mercury, Venus, and Mars are retrograding. And it's during that, I think Venus is going to be retrograding during the time of the election. And it's just going to be very tumultuous, according to my astrologist. I had my reading yesterday. So,
are you sure that was just your time is going to be tumultuous or the whole world is about to be tumultuous?
She said that's for everybody.
I need you
to say that Venus. That Venus again. Is for everybody. The Venus one is for everybody. That's not just for me.
I need to get her info from you.
The Mercury retrogrades are personal, but these Venus and Mars don'ts. Mm-hmm.
And when is that? Just so I can plan that. When
November.
Is that?
The Venus one is from, I think she said September to like mid November, something like that. Mm-hmm. It's a long one.
I'm actually kind of scared, like really scared of retrograde. So let me just do a quick Google search. Cause
nothing to be afraid of.
It's just a moment for you to be still. Don't make any major decisions. You know, don't kirk out on nobody. Just chill. Just ride it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. See that last statement. You know, don't kirk out on nobody. I do that on the daily.
Yo, my plants do the weirdest shit. They're so.
Don't kirk out any more than usual, Darren.
What?
All right, cool. I can.
Are you laughing at me?
Yes.
Nah, like, my plants are acting weird.
Like how, Wes? Can you explain?
I think I need to put in a more lit area, but one of them is just, like, freaking leaning mad hard, and it was not leaning like this yesterday, and I'm thinking it's because I have my desk light on.
Yes, plants gravitate toward light, though.
Shut up.
And warmth.
But these are like low light plants.
No, it's still plant knowledge.
I know, but it's just funny to see.
Because the way you phrased this made it seem like your plant just popped out and walked across the room.
I thought she had the jump from a shop of horror in there.
I was really expecting her to say some really wild ass shit.
Right. Venus flytrap or some shit. I
don't know. I want one. I want a Venus flytrap, but and I want to name him Seymour. So
Seymour. I used to love that fucking movie.
I know the plant's name wasn't Seymour, but I think it'd be funny to have a Venus flytrap named Seymour.
Please, Miss Seymour.
You gotta get you.
Sorry, back to the happy news, Greg.
What is left? I don't see it. What is happy news on this list?
Greg is just dead silent.
I'm sorry.
This whole thing
on his retrograde, man.
I was googling his retrograde because he's got me shook. Also, I got my bed today or this week. I got an adjustable base and a new mattress. So I have like a whole new bed.
Oh,
and
did it come?
It came. And my headboard can't fit, so I just have it against the wall.
Solid. Let me tell y'all a story.
It looks good.
I'm going to get through this news. I'm going to get through the news. Let me get through it.
Come on, let's go through the news.
We've been waiting for you to say something.
But we're having fun sporadic conversation, Dad.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, Dad.
Positive news. So everyone knows Red Table Talk, right? So they are doing a spin-off called Red Table Talk Miami, or the Estefans, with Gloria Estefan and her family.
I don't give a shit about Gloria Estefan.
I don't understand that part. But
okay.
I honestly wish they would have done the Wades.
But the thing is,
right?
Her family
that would have been much better.
Well, Jada and her family are actually going to be executive producing, which means that they're going to give more opportunities to other families to do the same thing.
So
I would love the Wades to be on Red Table Talk Miami.
Are we going
to
do this? Are we going to do this? Because that's bad news, but we can. Actually,
let's do it.
I
have good news. More good news. All right, you're right.
I have a question. I just had one Red Table Talk question before we move on.
Go ahead.
Is this like an anthology? Like, my bad. Probably the wrong word to use, but is this like, okay, so this season is Gloria Estefan, whatever it is, and then next season it'll be another family, or is this like an installment? Like, this is now Miami.
The Estefans and the Nene Leakes, and that, like, it'll be like,
it's an anthology.
Yeah, so everybody's going to end up having their own like Red Table Talk, which I'm completely fine with as long as the family is like halfway normal.
Okay, so everybody will get one season. So Estefans are not going to get a season two.
No, it's going to be
calling up Estefans.
It's going to be
what? Look,
Esteban.
Estebans. Okay, sorry, I didn't. Okay,
wait, so. Esteban or Estefan?
Because I was repeating.
I thought it was Estefan. Hold on.
Okay. Well, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry for being loud.
Estefan.
I thought it was an F in there. But.
Yeah, it's Gloria Estefan.
Okay. Well, I'm left wrong, and I apologize.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
More positive news. So, April Jones says that she regrets not sleeping with the game when she had the opportunity.
What is positive about that?
I'm trying to figure that out too, Greg.
No, it's positive because one of our national treasures.
Come on with the bullshit, Greg. Let's go.
One of our national treasures, Tiffany Pollard, a.k.a. New York, sat down for an interview with her.
Okay.
Jones dropped a surprise confession. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Let's go.
Or a song about it. Like, here you go.
Hey, you all right. Yeah. So then skip fast forward. I'm on my lives like normal. Yeah. Talking to my fans. And people are under there, oh, you the game, or oh, you, you know, Lil Fizz, or oh, you're this person. And you know, it's like, okay, at this point, you're right. I f***ed every single one of them because that's what y'all want to hear.
Love you.
And so that's what they captured with me saying, yes, I f***ed the game. Mm-hmm. And yes, I f***ed Lil Fizz.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I have, and I would have no problem saying shit. I mean, I should have. Mm-hmm. Well, I should have f***ed the game when I
definitely
I didn't.
Definitely.
And you know, ASAP, you know, they said ASAP in there, Shaquille O'Neal never have.
Shame on you, girl. Now you have. Up some good April.
I passed up a lot of good.
Okay.
You passed up a lot of good dick. I mean, shit.
So what was the bomb that she dropped? Yeah, it takes
a real one to say this. I passed up a lot of good dick. Like, I mean, I applaud her for that.
I showed it.
Don't give
She said it. She was like.
I showed it.
They don't.
And that little girl is a gem, but I really just pray for her. I ain't got nothing to say because
she's going through it. But I love
just like Mona just got you out here looking like a whole fool and a half.
She need to cut it out and go see therapy.
You are like, I mean, I don't know. I just can't.
Yeah. I'm hoping for the best for her.
I am too, and I'm glad Omarion ain't dragging this bitch the way he could have.
The way he should be doing it?
I don't think he should. I mean, because there I don't think is. She the way she talks has talked about him. I mean, she said some stuff, but at the same time, like, that is still the mother of his kids, and if he were to do that, it was going to reflect badly on him.
Wait, who are we talking about again?
Omarion.
Oh man.
Bruh.
But I just hope he keeps loving on them babies and letting her have access so long as she's safe, and that's all I got to say.
All right. So one more good piece of news before
that wasn't a good piece of news, by the way.
You have yet to give us a good piece of news.
That actually wasn't
a good piece. It stopped at Red Table Talk.
I mean, that was okay, but don't nobody give a shit about that, Stevon. I'm sorry.
I don't.
Fine. Here goes our last piece of good news before we get into the trash. Y'all ready?
Oh my God.
Y'all remember the Fyre Fest, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember the guy who said that he
was gonna suck that nigga dick if he needed to? That nigga was down 10 toes down to do whatever.
So
water. He was committed to freedom.
He is.
Oh God, y'all suck.
No, he does.
On water.
He was down to do it.
So once suck dick for water, Andy King is now being paid to advertise for Avion water.
Nah, get the fuck.
Shit.
What is Avion water?
It's good water.
It's actually pretty good water.
It's a pretty reputable Avion brand.
Oh, Avion.
Yeah.
Oh, you said
Avion. Yeah.
Let me read the statement. It says, the producer announced his new sponsorship deal on Instagram last week, writing, "Who's thirsty? On the 1 year anniversary of my documentary, Jesus Christ, debut, Avion Water is releasing a special water bottle with a new slogan, all in honor of my infamous teen spirit. Avion's genius new slogan is, so good, you do anything for it."
I don't know if I'm sucking dick for a bottle of Evian. I'm sorry.
Their marketing rep is a fucking genius.
But it is very smart.
Yeah, their marketing rep is a fucking genius, okay?
They should have done it a little closer to the
when it released
documentary, yeah. And they probably would have sold more. I feel like people don't give a shit about Andy no more, but it's funny. I like it.
I'm all for that. Everybody's getting the bag. All the white people getting the bag this week. So he's getting the bag for Avion water. Gwyneth Paltrow has come out with a vagina scented candle.
And that shit sold out.
Wait.
And it was like $75. $75.
Yeah, it was pricey.
A vagina scented candle.
It's scented like her vagina. This smells like my vagina.
This smells like my vagina. Holy shit!
Would you want your house?
But what is the smell?
Paltrow's vagina.
I'm good.
But what is the smell? Like what is it?
I had a professor who like really thinks she has a serious mental condition. Like she was like, I'm not like you know, I'm not legally like diagnosing her, but that girl got some problems. Like she would go in on Gwyneth Paltrow every class.
I'm actually so really intrigued right now. I really want to know what it smells like.
Her
vagina smells like.
But I don't, and see, and this is why it sold out in X amount of whatever time.
If I would have known about that, I would have bought it.
Greg, is there a description of the candle smells? Like, is there a notes?
Is it citrusy? Is it floral? Like, I need to know.
Is it woody? I need to know.
Right, I need to know.
I don't want to know what fucking
Gwyneth Paltrow smells like. I need to know.
Really good branding, and she sold a regular ass candle and just named it that.
I don't know.
I 100% believe it's just a normalized candle, and she named it that to get the sales.
Fuck it.
Tell me what the notes are. Yep. I do kind of want to watch her documentary that's coming out on Netflix.
About what?
It's about her company, Goop. And about all of the things that they do. So they do all of these alternative health explorations that she pays for her employees to do. So yep. They do like cold chambers and breathing techniques. And
yeah, she be torturing these niggas. That's what she's doing. She's paying people to torture them.
They look all into it. I feel like to work at that company, you have to be all hippy dippy.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Somebody is selling this damn candle for $400 on eBay.
I'm absolutely terrified to tell y'all exactly what the fuck this smells like.
Here's a description. With a funny, gorgeous, sexy, and beautifully unexpected scent, this candle is made with a geranium, citrusy, I don't even know what the fuck this word is, and cedar.
Oh, bergamot.
There you go. Boom.
Oh, good job. I love bergamot.
And Paltrow's vagina does not smell like any of these shits. I can guarantee you that.
Her vagina smells like cedar and cedar, damask rose.
And bergamot. And
damask rose, right.
And damask rose. Fuck out of here, Gwyneth.
What is an ambrit seed? What the fuck is that?
Ambrit seed. Like, I'm sitting here like, what the fuck is an ambrit seed?
Let me Google that. Like, what is an ambrit seed? What is an ambrit?
To put us in mind of a fantasy seduction.
What the fuck?
And it's sophisticated.
It's just all of those ying-la-lang aromatherapy for you sexy sounds. Ylang-ylang.
She's from Asia and Australia. This is not real. Where's she from?
I knew. It's all marketing. It's clever. She's my bitch.
It is, but somebody's about to get $400 for this $75 candle.
Yo, okay, so she was high on magic mushrooms when she kiddingly declared the fragrance had a scent like her lady parts. So this bitch was high on shrooms and lit this candle. I was like, this smells like my vagina. That is literally how this came about, and this is why we need to eat the rich.
Leaf bitch. Oil.
Oh, Lord.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Soybean.
I could put all of these smells in my diffuser right now.
This.
And go ahead. Your house is going to smell like
vagina.
Exactly.
And if you can't pay the $85, you can do 4 interest-free payments of $21.25 by quad.
Well, you can't make no payments until it's sold out.
Quad pay and Affirm, they are on every fucking website trying to get your money.
It's a takeover, baby. It's a takeover. Fuck that. Layaway. Fuck that. Layaway.
Who owns quad pay and Affirm?
I have no clue.
Why the fuck didn't we think of this shit 2 years ago? That's all I'm going to say.
I mean, PayPal started it.
Now, facts. That was all the good news. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ready? All right.
It gets worse than that. I mean, sorry.
Got to.
First and foremost, Kanye West wants Danny McBride to play him in his biopic.
Oh, my God.
I can see it, though.
That was first. Secondly, Lena Waithe. I'm going to let
the All right. All right. That one. As the queer, I just want to say that I have said ever since all that bullshit happened with that girl on that set that Lena Waithe's been trash, or like there was something about her I wasn't too cool with, and lo and behold, she is still unadulterated trash.
Mm-hmm. They put out a statement. I don't know if y'all want to read it or not, but you're welcome to. They put out a joint statement.
Oh, don't nobody give a fuck about these joint statements. We know y'all are just saying.
It says, after careful thought and consideration, we have decided to part ways. We have nothing but support for one another, and we ask you to respect our privacy during this time.
This is, bitch, don't fuck up my bag, but I fucking hate you, but I'm not going to tell the world I hate you just yet. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wait till these alimony checks clear.
Basically. Mm-hmm. Then I write my book, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, niggas will be niggas.
Yeah.
Very wild. That.
Oh, bitch, you're cheating.
And apparently she was moving on with Cynthia Enviro, or Enviro, however you pronounce her last
name. Fuck her, too.
Fucking Harriet.
That's Harriet? Oh, wow.
Yeah, Harriet or Celie from the Broadway play? Yeah.
Apparently they were having an affair.
Yeah, she had a voice on it, though. I can't even hate on her. I love to hear her sing.
She's still trash.
Wait, she was also in that terrible-ass Widows movie, wasn't she?
Yep. She was in that. Mm-hmm.
What? I didn't watch that.
Yep. That was her.
Yep.
I wasn't that invested in this relationship. I'm just more, it's sad because I guess they were together for a minute before they got married. And so
she's been cheating for forever, apparently.
Right. From what I read, this marriage was at the courthouse and it was just a means to an end. Like, let me just shut you up right quick. So.
And still fucking around. Just leave. Like, if all of that, just leave.
Yeah, I don't know.
Me either. Sorry to that lady.
Sorry to both of them.
Lord. It's
the girl, get your checks. It ain't.
So let's play a game called "What Are They Saying on Twitter?"
I don't.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So here's some tweets about this whole Lena Waithe situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lena Waithe has been cheating on her wife with fucking Harriet Tubman.
Okay.
Imagine Waithe writing Queen of Slim after a full day of cheating. Let me see, what else do we have? Lena Waithe saying protect black women, but cheating on hers don't make no type of sense.
Oh,
Twitter is actually undefeated today with this
savage
shit.
No.
Let me see. I'm not gonna lie. Lena Waithe looked like a cheating ass nigga.
She do though.
Yo, that's pretty good.
She does. She does. I'm not even. Well,
now, yes. This is what I did not know. I did not know that they were only married for 2 months.
Yes, it was 2 months. That's the whole part.
Bitch, how you just get here? And you already like nah. Like you knew this shit wasn't going to change.
Wow. But weren't they dating? Like, they were together for a very long time. And for them to get married so quick, get married and break up so fast was just, like, crazy to me.
But this final tweet took me out, and I feel like this is, like, the icing on the cake. Can't wait for that Lena Waithe Netflix documentary where she talks about how cheating on her wife was hard on her because she didn't have her friends with her to go to Vegas.
Mm. They gotta chill, bro. They gotta chill.
That's hilarious.
Really? They really used the Kevin Hart narrative for Lena Waithe.
The whole thing, though.
That just goes to show how absolutely ridiculous that shit sounded.
Exactly.
You know? That's basically what that was.
Yep.
Just a highlight of dumbness. Just
Y'all suck.
I wish them the best.
Yeah. You know, I wish glow ups for everybody.
Yeah. Oh. Wait, okay. So, now this is really fucked up because this person, I don't want to say I hate this guy, but he says shit that it's like, you know, you're trying to trigger like 1,000 retweets and people just being an asshole. Tariq Nasheed. So he says,
fuck him too.
So he says, Lena Waithe and her wife broke up allegedly because of Lena cheating. So would that be considered toxic masculinity?
Yes, found his target audience.
I don't want to laugh at that because, like, it's coming from a dickhead, but...
Oh, God.
That was pretty fucked up. Like, that's not as low as he's been. Oh, wait. One of the comments said, toxic androgyny? Really?
Y'all are... It's not androgynous.
By a long shot.
Yeah, that's...
He's very masculine presenting.
If he won't come to the community, at least he's the right phrasing.
Exactly. Tariq Nasheed can't say shit because he did that whole player school. So his opinions on anything is forever null and void, in my opinion. Trying to teach white boys how to have game. Nigga, fuck out of here.
You know what? This is the point in the episode where we either talk about what's bothering us or what's blessing us. Obviously, all the positive news that happened this week, we should all feel like very gleeful at the fact that, like, there was so much positivity in this episode. Like,
was it?
Yes,
were we listening to the same episode?
I don't think so.
Or like recording the same episode?
Mm-mm, girl, we were somewhere else.
Okay.
Halle Berry came out with an entire movie that millions and millions of people watched, and it only took him 5 days to produce it.
That's it.
We have
it looked like it.
Show did.
We have a title by the name of I Got a Whole Cat. Shout out to you. We talked about Delonte West and hoping that he gets better. Lena Waithe. We talked about Kanye for about 4 seconds. We are wishing April Jones and her padded pussy the best. And Ivy Park. So we talked about a lot today. But we want to...
Okay.
There's a lot of positivity there.
Okay.
Okay, it is moderately less negativity than we usually have.
Yes! See? You see it? And we spent the narrative to make things positive. We even talked about Janae Aiko. Like,
we did.
Yeah. Greg is out here starting 2020 in love and light, and y'all are just bringing it down.
No, we're not.
I'm just doing a lot of shadow work, okay? So,
really positive. This is good zen here. This is very, very good zen. Mm-hmm. I feel so good.
I hate it with every fiber of my being.
Like, you said, you don't. Like, you know, what was that?
It's so good.
What?
Episode makes me feel so happy knowing that positive news in the world just happened on this episode. The world
is a fucking dumpster fire, right? And but you know what? You gotta find a silver lining.
Oh, saying that. If you guys feel as though there has not been enough positive news on this episode, I would love for you to say what's blessing you. It's 2020. It's a new decade. And I didn't get to ask you guys exactly how you're going to start the decade since we're almost in February. So let the listeners know what's blessing or bothering you if you feel the need.
The need.
I'll go first. I would say what's blessing me would be people in my life who are holding me accountable and challenging me to be my best self in every way. I don't necessarily enjoy all the time hearing it, however, I feel like it is a true blessing. So I am grateful, thankful, and extremely appreciative for that. That's for damn sure.
Mm, that's good.
Look at that. Look at the fucking positivity.
I tried to stay on theme here.
I hope you, I'm looking at you like Chloe, be looking at them, that little girl meme, like.
I'm just real nervous. Like, what did you take a shrimp?
Greg on his Gwyneth Paltrow. Okay, let him go.
Yes. Maybe he did. You make yourself a dark and stormy.
No, that was you last week, ma'am. So
no, I was really upset. I missed last week.
Yeah.
I was upset.
No, I was not that bad.
Ah, man.
Who's next, Wes? What is bothering or blessing?
I don't want to talk about what's bothering me because we talked about it before the show. But I'm blessed to still feel optimistic about this year in all aspects, despite how a lot of this shit looks out here.
Look at the fucking positive episodes. Gotta
love. All right, anybody got anything negative to say?
Oh no. Oh no.
I don't have anything negative to say. Let's see, what's blessing me? I have recently been blessed. I got a promotion at work.
Did you tell us that before?
No, she didn't. I'm
saving it because I read the docket.
Oh, okay, then. All right, you wanted your moment. Congratulations!
Damn. Millie Rock over here in the corner.
Let me hold a dollar.
Okay.
20 for me, please. Ooh, or 40.
Ooh.
100, I mean.
Shit. Or we can just go to Korean barbecue to celebrate. You know I'm almost down for that cause.
Hello. Okay. And then I'm also very blessed because I've been exploring some self-growth things lately. And I have a very supportive tribe behind me that are rallying for me. I can't go into much detail, but I'm already pre-claiming my blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hell yeah.
Are you crying? What's going on? You alright?
I'm great. I was just, you know, thinking about the water boy. Sorry.
I thought somebody caught the spirit. I was just checking. Fine.
I guess if y'all want me to go, I'll go. So
what about Darren or Quentin? Damn,
let them go. We do have even more positive news because I was saving this for y'all. I was saving it for you.
Saving what?
We got a listener to actually write down an answer to a question that we had last year.
Thank you, listener.
All right.
Out to the episode Mary Dickmas, where the women.
That episode.
So they ask what
niggas actually listen to that shit.
Right.
And I know that was going. That's the least listened to episode.
No, that one honestly was the most recently listened to, and it's the highest viewed right now. Like, you know.
Wow, y'all! Y'all really like talking about dick. Okay.
Okay.
Posed on the show the question, I wonder what pussy tastes like to men, right?
Oh, God. I'm ready.
Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Did Eric answer this?
No.
Bro, why was I thinking the same thing? Fucking Eric.
Y'all are trash.
It's under an anonymous handle, I'm sure.
Anonymous dapper. Okay. Oh.
Yo, y'all are trash.
I hate it here.
Y'all ready?
All right, go ahead.
Pussy tastes like spaghetti.
Bear.
Wait, what?
Let me get time out.
Listen, I got to get through this with a straight face, okay?
You can't.
Pussy spaghetti. Bear with me. You know how? Listen to me. You know how when you go over to someone else's house and they're having spaghetti, it always tastes slightly different than your own spaghetti. Maybe they use more vegetables in it. Maybe they use a different kind of pasta than you're used to. Maybe they make their own sauce. Maybe they use a different kind of sauce that you don't use. It always tastes a little bit different, right?
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what, it's still undeniably spaghetti. With that in mind, describe the taste of spaghetti to someone who has never had it. Well, it's got a lot of tomatoes in it. Like ketchup? No, not as much vinegar and chunkier. Oh, so like salsa? No, not hot like salsa and sweeter. See what I mean? So that's the answer. Pussy tastes like spaghetti.
Yo, someone ripped that off of a Reddit back page of some bullshit. But thank you for answering that question.
I get where they were trying to go. Like, I really get where they were trying to go.
I appreciate the effort they put into, like, writing all of that to us.
But
that was a very rhetorical question.
Spaghetti.
I get it. I respect it. I don't think my vagina tastes like spaghetti, but I mean, I think
it's more descriptive than literal, maybe.
I was told I taste like Cap'n Crunch.
Like whom?
Captain Crunch.
Are we talking all berries?
Nah, traditional.
Traditional, okay, so just the shit that rips the top of my mouth. Gotcha. Cool.
Okay, not the texture. Don't disrespect her.
Flavor.
Give her
own flavor of Captain Crunch.
I've never asked anyone or no.
I didn't
one.
Ask.
Dave,
I don't.
Introduce yourself again. You want to the show again?
I'm sorry, huh?
Introduce yourself to the show again so people know who you are.
I'm Day. Hi.
Okay.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Oh, my God.
yeah, I'm stuck.
Okay, then. Well, spaghetti.
Thank you, friend. We appreciate it.
It's a safe space, right?
Yes. Always.
Always a safe space. Always.
We're all friends.
We're always
here.
In a circle of trust.
Us and our 1,000 friends. Right, Aspen?
Right. With the rest of the world.
Niggas thinking.
Get through the rest of what's bothering us so we can get each other up out of here. So,
word.
Darren, what is bothering you, sir?
Honestly, guys, I don't have anything that's bothering me. And even if I did, it wouldn't really matter. Like, fuck it. It's a whole new day.
What about your blessing, Darren?
I mean, everybody in here knows my blessings. I'll let the whole world know. I had a kid most recently, you know, Aiden. Mm-hmm. He's a little bad fucker already, but hey, so you know, we'll deal with that as the years come along. I'm embracing this new thing called washed life. Yeah, I'm changing my AKA. I'm no longer AKA the asshole. I am now AKA Mr. Super Washed Man. Okay, I don't do a fucking thing but go to work, come home, and tend to a kid and a badass fucking dog. It's fun. I actually like it, you know.
Yeah,
it's a step back for me from being so rambunctious. I had to realize, hey, this wash shit is pretty fucking good,
ain't it though?
And I save a lot of goddamn money,
don't it?
So I said, yeah, so that's what's blessing me, you know. I'm embracing being washed.
Okay, that's good.
Respect.
Wait, Q is somewhere. I'm
there.
What is blessing you, Q? I don't want to. Blessing.
What is blessing me? The fact that I entered 2020 with a sound and sane mind.
Amen.
That is truly a blessing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, that's it.
That's good.
Amen.
Even sure. Amen.
Obviously, you know, my blessings every week are y'all. More importantly, W-2s should be getting mailed out tomorrow, which means my blessing will be graciously received by next week.
I'm still waiting on my goddamn W-2s.
Got mine last week.
Man, fuck that. W-2s are so depressing.
Are they?
Yes, I look at my W-2 and be like, God damn, I made this much.
Real talk, Darren.
Where did it go, bro? Yes. Like, where did it go?
Yes, let's talk about it. Know
exactly where your shit went.
So, what's the first thing y'all plan on doing with when you get back?
What'd you say?
What do you plan on doing with whatever you get back from tax season?
Sir, I'd hope to get something back.
Basically, like, let me just pray on it first. I hope I get something, but
it's probably going to a loan.
I mean, if I get $5 back, I'm gonna go buy a roll up. Like, what the fuck?
Hello, basically.
Well, since this is the first year that I'm filing single again, like officially filing single again, I ain't getting shit. So I ain't filing. Fuck y'all.
Nigga, you should.
You can't claim one of them kids.
Maybe you should file.
I don't think
Kelly, you reminded me. I got a kid I can claim this year. Wait a minute, I might be blessed.
That nigga was like, "Hold it, there's a baby."
There's a whole baby I can claim whole this baby. Year. Shit. I got a 9-year-old. I ain't claimed her entire life, but shit, I can claim this one.
Oh, can I throw out a quick what's bothering me?
Of course.
Not to damper on all of the blessings, but I've been watching the Aaron Hernandez documentary, and I don't know if anybody else has watched it. But it is really bothering me how much they bring up his marijuana usage.
Oh, as like if that crack? Shit is
as if he was on opioids or heroin.
I'm like, yes. God damn, this motherfucker doing like meth or something.
Right, it was like he smoked like, every day like a chain smoker. I was like, well, damn, that's me. So I don't know, do I have a problem? Because
they really use his marijuana usage to paint him in such a way that he was just like this gangster thug. And it's so ridiculous. I also feel really bad for him because you can really see in the documentary all of the ways that the dominoes just fell in his life to put him in the place that he's in. Also, just want to say fuck you to the family friend, heavy air quotes, and his father that was in the documentary.
Hello. Oh, and that script they was reading or rehearsed.
Right, the most dramatic people in the whole documentary had no real reason to be in the documentary
at all.
No, let's change the whole perception. Oh, we're gonna spin this shit.
Because please believe this: if his dad was there, if his dad was still alive, his dad wouldn't approve that man. or his son to be on that documentary.
Certainly not. And even if Aaron Hernandez was dealing with some deep sexuality that he felt like he could not come up with, like the way that they poised him, the stories that this guy told, the way that they were so over the top with it, just it was just too much for me.
It just didn't seem credible. And then the way that they,
like they were definitely looking for a check.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah,
100%.
I mean, I dismissed it the moment that I heard it. I'm like, all right, you guys definitely read this shit, and somebody said, hey, I need you to come on here, and this is going to be your play. Right here. Right. Don't deviate from this shit whatsoever. Every right. time you get on camera, say the same shit.
Somebody said he was auditioning for his grand, not his Grammy, Lord, his Oscar. He was working hard to get that award. I
don't really speak on that either, but fuck the Oscars and the Golden Globes and all of them as well. So that's just a short what's bothering.
Yeah, fuck all that.
But shout out to the host who carried all of them in the beginning, though. That was a beautiful little monologue he had when he dragged all of them.
Oh, he stayed. He stayed with the shits.
Real talk.
Who hosted this year?
It's the same guy who hosts every year. I forgot his name, but I know his face. I'll go to it.
Was it Ricky Gervais?
Yeah, him. Yeah.
Oh, okay. For a couple years, they didn't let him back.
But hey.
But he said this was his last shit, so he was kind of like, fuck it. He was like, this is the last shit.
Doing this ever again.
Basically.
Like, them motherfuckers.
He went in.
You know what's bothering me? I'm sorry. This new little, I guess, picture challenge where you put four pictures and it's like LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Tinder.
It's funny.
But like a whole bunch of married folks are putting like what their thirst trap pics, and I'm like,
are you
trying to go sit down somewhere?
Wait, that's a whole thing right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw LL Cool J.
It started with, what's her name? Dolly Parton.
But she deserves, because Dolly Parton is the bad bitch.
I agree.
Great. On top of, she gets respect because she gave Whitney her flowers for saying, get it, that chick definitely sung my song better than me. Mm. Thank you, girl, for all the royalties. But yeah.
Speaking of LL Cool J, I saw Deliver Us from Eva for the first time in over 10 years.
Mm. How was that?
Really good movie.
Okay.
With Gabrielle Union.
And Queen Latifah?
No, Queen Latifah's movie, that was, what was that? Damn, I can't remember the movie she was in with LL Cool J. That's the one.
Oh, that's the one when she thought she was about to die.
Yeah, that shit, that one.
Really underrated. I know they're turning her into like the next Holly Berry. Either she's losing kids or, you know, she's in a bad relationship with Morris Chestnut or something. But like that movie with Deliver Us from Evil was really good. Really fucking good.
Oh.
15 years later, but still. Mm. Still better than anything Tyler Perry has given us. See the tie-in there? Slightly. Fuck yeah.
I was there with you.
Tyler Perry just had a lot of errors. I mean, I just, you know, I will always give him his things and his flowers while he's alive and well. Yeah. I just feel like there was a lot of errors. It was a lot of errors.
We all can grow from constructive criticism. No one is above reproach. Mm-mm. You just don't like it.
Fine. So, while you guys are letting everybody know where they can find you on social media so we can get up out of here, name one good Tyler Perry movie with your social media handles. So,
all right, I can do that.
With D.
Is D, the former resident asshole, now Mr. Super Washman. You can find me. They call me Banks on Instagram, Swash Me Work on Twitter. And I'm going to have to go with, fuck, I don't know. I fucking hate Tyler Perry movies. Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Fuck it.
Okay.
Q.
Well, this is Q. QDV1906 on Twitter. And damn, you took the one that I was going to pick. So,
say it again.
Yeah, it's the same.
No. I have a backup. The Family That Prays.
Okay.
Actually, it was a good movie. I'm still waiting.
That's
going out
for now. That's cool. Whatever.
Day, what you got?
It's Day. You can find me on Twitter at one too many frogs. That's one O-N-E, the number two many frogs. Maybe why did I get married?
Okay.
That is a good choice.
You know, this nigga was in Star Trek.
Which one?
The one from 2009.
Was that
from, yeah, he was an actor, yeah. Apparently. I didn't know that.
Yes, he was. Gone, girl. He was the admiral.
Yeah, it was Admiral.
No, he was the president. He was the president of Starfleet.
His name is Admiral Barnett.
Yeah,
was For Colored Girls a Tyler Perry film, or was he?
No,
a film?
You know, that was a Tyler Perry film. Yes, it was.
Okay, maybe that one too. But somebody can have that one.
Kelly.
Okay. Well, guys, it's me, Kelly. you can find me on the socials at I am Kelly Elise. That is K-E-L-L-I. Please do not misspell my name. A-L-Y-S-E. Yeah, sophisticated byhead out here. You know, just be my friend or not. Bye.
Oh.
Well, you have to pick a Tyler Perry movie.
A Family That Prays, because that's still the one that I, at any given time, I will always call that movie out. That's one of the ones that stick with me, mainly because of Kathy Bates. But, yeah.
Kathy Bates did what she had to do in that goddamn movie.
She absolutely did. She made
that
movie.
I love Kathy Bates.
She's the best. I'm Wes at Wes Lovely on the socials. This is really hard because most of his movies just give me interminable rage. But as far as like actual, like a good movie that is sound, I'd probably say For Colored Girls is one of his better put together movies. And he was the writer, director, and producer for that.
Okay. For me, ironically, as Greg, I don't know what the name of this actual play was.
You said movies, and now you're moving to plays, nigga.
Right.
9 out of 10, the fucking play ended up being a movie. So we'll go.
No, it's different.
This is true, but
not all of them. But go ahead.
I mean, the haves and the have-nots is now a TV show, and it was a play.
It's true. So I will just play a clip of what I thought was like my favorite Tyler Perry thing ever. So
I have absolutely no idea what that was.
Not a single fucking
clue. I mean, I know that song, but not what that came from.
What was she hollering? Rocky? Rodney? What was she saying? I
answer the question, Greg.
I mean, help us, help you. What was she saying?
Oh, so I'm assuming that's just every Tyler Perry movie, because it's always some random ass singing. So my favorite Tyler Perry movie. Damn, that's really hard.
Just go to IMDb, close your eyes, scroll, and when it stops, open them.
You know what you see. No, I do have a Tyler Perry movie that I thought was really entertaining. I Think I Love My Wife.
That's not a Tyler
Perry movie. That's not a Tyler Perry movie.
That is a Tyler Perry movie.
No, it is not.
No, it's not.
Chris Rock
was in that.
That is a Chris Rock movie. That is not a Tyler Perry movie. I'm looking through this guy's filmography. It's not on there.
Y'all gonna make this hard on me. What?
I told you what to do.
Who's the one who picked this shit?
Fine.
Told us to do this. She made it hard on you.
What movie did somebody get AIDS in?
Temptation. Sessions of a Marriage Counselor.
Wait, did y'all just name more than one?
That's the whole title.
Temptation. Yep.
And Temptations can
actually took marriage counselor. Oh shit! I said the name. Actually took a former that woman.
Yeah.
When
Journey.
No, I'm talking about something personal. Greg knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, can y'all not have this cryptic show on here?
I haven't.
Did anybody see Nobody's Fool?
No.
Yeah, I saw it. That shit was hilarious. to me.
That's a Tyler Perry movie.
That I do like.
Was it just recorded there?
No, this is his movie.
Well, I appreciate it because he was not in it. So I guess that's, I tend to like the movie.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Director, written, and produced. Oh, okay.
I wasn't tripping. So I'm going to go and give an alternative then. So one of my favorite Tyler Perry films that he was also in slightly was called Peoples.
That is a Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah, it is.
Gary Washington in it. And what's the guy from Hot Tub Time Machine? Craig Robinson. So Craig Robinson was in it, as well as David Alan Greer. So,
and Kerry Washington.
I said Kerry Washington at the beginning. So now most people would probably say Precious. I've never seen Precious, so I couldn't tell you. Like,
say Precious is one of those movies you can only watch once. Same with like Four Color Girls. You can only watch that once.
One time.
Like, there's a whole like trauma, like I said, like the trauma porn aspect of like a lot of black movies that he really feeds on, that is what makes it uncomfortable for me to watch his movies. Because every woman is in some way abused.
Mm-hmm. Mentally, physically, emotionally,
financially. Like, there's just some sort of level of abuse. Dark skinned men are always the villain.
Mostly.
Light skinned men with like terrible wigs are the saviors. He's trying to make me hate my boo Macad Brooks. That nigga is fine. I don't want to hate him.
Oh god, I love Macad Brooks.
Wait a minute. Tyler Perry was in Gone Girl?
Yeah, I said that. Y'all don't be listening to me.
I
did. Damn.
The reason I'm asking.
And I mean, honestly, For Color Girls is the reason why I don't let people in my house.
Yeah.
I never saw For Color Girls.
No. Mm. Okay.
So,
I never saw. No. I mean,
It's good. It's just heavy.
It's a great movie. It's a one and done.
Like Fruitvale Station. You can only watch that shit once.
Yeah. And I still haven't seen that movie yet. Just because I just
don't when that I was one, actually in For Color Girls. So
when that one scene comes on, I'm like, okay, let me go ahead and fast forward this because
I ain't seen it, so
yeah. I'm just doing that one scene.
You can read the book, like, Kelly.
Okay.
All right. So I guess that is the end of this episode this week. We will see y'all next week when we have the live show. Over the tables again because apparently everybody really loved it. So the girls are going to have full reign on the episode.
What?
Thanks for letting us know that today.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the surprise.
You know? Y'all don't really like the episodes where we take over and talk shit about dicks.
I am just going to...
Allegedly.
I ain't niggas.
A few things...
I mean, if that's what y'all want, I will give you the dick.
Dickmas episode.
Wow. What
did you say?
Wow.
Wait, what did you say, Greg?
My boss listens to the show.
Mm-hmm.
She said to me, she was like, the girls that are on your show remind me of me. And I was like, well, wait, what?
Who is this person? Can we look them up on LinkedIn real quick? Can I get
Can she come on the show?
Can she give you a raise?
So, that's we're going to talk about that one. Next 2 weeks. So, that was the first thing. And then she had said specifically about the guys that you would, pick. She said that you guys didn't mention the Hemsworth brothers. And I was like, okay.
We did not. She's correct.
Obviously we didn't mention them because we didn't want to.
Well, Chris is still upper echelon, but he's married. I don't think.
Chris is okay.
Didn't you say Thor?
Yeah.
That's Chris.
I just felt like we said a character. We might not have said their names, but we definitely said a character, maybe.
But I get
Liam's not bad.
Well, I have a list of the guys that she had said that you didn't mention from Mary Dickmas. Do you want me to go?
Sure.
Amari Hartwell.
We're here. Yeah, that nigga is fine, but he's short.
He is.
I don't find Amari
really
Hartwell
to spoken word shit, because I remember the Showtime movie. Like, what is it called? Fucking Deaf Poetry Jam? Poetry Jam.
I don't find Amari Hartwell attractive. And didn't he do some problematic shit?
I mean, probably, but who else? Who isn't? Who hasn't?
God damn it.
In America.
Fuck y'all in the short slander, by the way.
Sorry.
So.
So, right now, she said Amari Hartwick, and she said, this is number two of the four.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. And she's black, by the way, just in case anybody's asking.
Okay. What did she say?
Let's hurry this along.
Waiting for the
Tyrese. Okay.
Oh, fuck. Tyrese is her whole vote just got null and void.
These are people that we did not say?
Yeah.
That's not what we wanted from him. We didn't want to talk about his penis.
I don't ever want to talk about that man's penis because that man has too many screws loose.
I don't want to talk about him at all.
You want me to go through the entire list of 10 that she gave for her?
Sure.
If you quickly. Yep.
Can you just keep rolling through?
Please.
Sure. Okay.
Well, you're taking too many pregnant pauses.
Y'all get y'all shit off, right? Okay.
Go ahead.
Gross was on this list.
Who?
Lance Gross.
Oh, Lance Gross. Okay.
No.
Okay.
He's pretty, but not. Nobody I want to see.
Laz Alonso. Who the hell is that?
Oh, no. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yes.
Who's Brandon Jackson? Brandon.
I don't know. I'm going to Google it right now.
Jackson?
Brandon Jackson?
No.
Brandon Jackson?
Brandon T. Jackson.
Oh. No,
he's not cute.
What?
I mean, he's cute. I don't know about his dick.
He's 5'9".
Okay, continue.
No thanks.
Okay, I don't know how to pronounce this. Timon or Timon? T-I-M-O-N, Durrett. D-U-R-R-E-T-T.
Oh.
Snow.
Oh, space.
I'm good.
Oh, he's cute.
He's cute, but no.
We're at 6. She got 4 more. Romany Malco.
Romany Malco?
Romany.
Oh. How old is
she's pulling some people out the ass that I had never.
She's giving me all the names. She's gonna give me characters.
Because this is giving me auntie. This is an auntie list.
This is not really an auntie list. I mean,
okay, that nigga's 51. Okay,
yeah. This is an auntie list, though.
What? Okay,
yeah, because all of these guys are older than us.
Yeah,
I'm good
on him.
If he wants to be my sugar daddy,
no, I'm still good. No thanks. No.
Number six, next, Derek Luke.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yes, Derek Luke. Mm-hmm.
Number 8, Darren Henson.
Who's that?
A great fucking person because his name is Darren. The fuck
oh
do you
god,
mean?
Here we
debatable
go.
Debatable.
Darren Henson.
No.
Yes. Look, 46 years old. See, look.
No, he was in one of them dance movies. Stop the Yard. No.
Yo,
no.
Ain't this the nigga that like swindled?
He was in Chocolate City. What? No,
didn't he swindle like money with that workout dance?
I don't know.
Video? No.
You think he's a
typo,
dude? Stop it.
Bruh, stop. That
this
is
nigga
not.
Definitely did.
He's not talking about. That's not Billy Blanks.
Yes. No. Yes, it is. He's
no,
a choreographer.
That's not Billy. The dude. No, yeah, that's guy, the choreographer, no, dude.
Darren, this is Darren's dance moves.
Yeah. That's him, son.
Yes. That's him, son. I'm not. I know I'm not crazy.
That's definitely him.
Darren's dance moves.
I dated a guy that looks like him.
He's a fake Darren because he spells his name with an I.
Yeah,
oh,
I dated God a guy that, he's a guy that looks like him.
Motherfucking Darren's dance.
No,
move.
He's not.
Yeah, I would see his dick because if it's anything.
And he's a twerp.
I'm good. I don't want to see it.
He's 6'2". 46. I can work with that.
The height alone qualifies, so maybe.
Sorry, no one on this list has resonated.
Her number 9.
Not quite.
Number 9, I'm sorry.
Columbus Short?
Fuck no!
No! Hell no! No! Thank you! No!
No!
And he married Superhead.
Wait.
Yo, Superhead, that had to be the most depressing like marriage to ever. If you met, because I remember when she would say, what she said when she was married to Eddie Winslow, how she would just get up in the middle of the night whenever Wayne called.
And
no fucking be called for Jay.
Happy birthday.
I was like, why did you get married if you were just cool? And she was like, never going to stop. Mm. Whenever he calls, I'm dropping everything. It don't matter. It's like, wow, that dick must be powerful.
Okay.
Woman loves man.
Number 10 was the guy from Insecure. That's how she named him.
Lawrence?
Which one?
There's like a few of them.
Yeah, Lawrence.
She just said the guy from Insecure.
Ron J.
Which one? That's not helpful.
That is not helpful at all. It's a lot of niggas on
five people that play on that show. So.
Yeah, that are actually
if you're talking about studio dudes.
Because he definitely would like to, for sure.
Yep.
If you talk about Lawrence.
If he's talking about,
if you're talking about the Ghost Bay. Is she talking about
Solange? You can't just say the nigga from Insecure. There's a lot of niggas on Insecure.
Right.
Is she talking about Lil Rel?
Which dude name? We talking about
Lil Rel was on Insecure.
Oh boy from the Uber. Like who we talking about?
Right. That's
talking about dude from the apartment that don't say the bees, you know?
Number 10 was the guy from Insecure. And she had two honorable mentions. These names, no fucking clue. Number one is Charles Michael Davis from Grey's Anatomy.
Give me a second.
Charles Michael Davis from Grey's Anatomy. He hasn't been on Grey's Anatomy in forever.
Right. Like, when was the last episode?
You could have said from the originals. And this is how I know your boss is old.
Ooh. She listens, Dayana. What the fuck? God damn.
Sorry, ma'am.
Sorry, ma'am.
Thank you for listening.
We apologize for her motherfucking rude ass.
Right,
your list is your list. If you want to see that dick, you better fantasize about that dick.
Because she's talking about the Grey's Anatomy.
Michael Davis hasn't been on Grey's Anatomy since 2005.
Who's the other honorable mention, my nigga?
Yeah, who's that? Who's last? Who's next?
I have no clue who this dude is.
Just tell me the name.
Marmon Rucker.
Marmon.
L A M. A N Rucker.
Lamon?
Oh, that's what it has to be.
Lerman?
Oh, yeah, that nigga's fine.
Isn't he playing like five Tyler Perry movies?
Tyler Perry movie.
That's the nigga that I'm just got married, and why did I get married?
You said M A N Rucker.
Hey, Dimples. Hey, Dimples.
Oh, Russ.
Yeah.
Who is Russ?
I don't know. I'm not getting this. Let me just Google
the cast real quick so I get this name right. He was in a
movie in 2007 called I'm Through With White Girls. Oh, Lamon Rucker.
Okay. I'm Through With White Girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Honestly, there's another blessing. Shout out to that black man who about to get two settlement checks because he got a settlement check from his job for racial discrimination, tried to cash it at the bank, and them niggas thought it was a fake ass check and like called the police on him.
Oh, what?
Nice. Run me my fucking
coins. All the money. You about to own the motherfucking bank.
You goddamn right.
Look at you and that other person who put on Twitter how like their HR department was like, yeah, your car looks too beat up and we might think you might be stealing and frauding because your car is so fucking old, so you need to upgrade your car. But it came from the VP of his HR.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm dead ass on Twitter. I was like, niggas, y'all better utilize these blessings.
Well,
get a lawyer. Sorry.
Saying that to say this, this has been a very enlightening episode. Very positive, man.
Sorry, Greg's boss.
Yeah, you rude ass.
Right. God damn.
Next week, exactly who the Lamon Rucker person is, because I have no clue who he is. So.
Lamon Rucker?
Yeah, whoever.
Have you watched Why Did I Get Married?
He's the love interest from the Colorado store.
He's the dude in the store.
He's the cop.
He's the cop that helped her lose weight.
That Joe Scott ends up marrying after that nigga leaves her.
Basically,
but he's also the one in two that never got a job.
Yeah, then he loses his shit in two, and it's like, God.
Right.
Wow. Okay, well, I guess I will not be watching another Tyler Perry movie this week. So, in closing, thank you guys for all listening. Obviously, purchase all merchandise from TeePublic. Rate us
on
everything. They do have a discount for like 30% off for the next 2 weeks.
So
get everything. We even have like Young Black and Bother. We have Young Black and Beautiful as well. So, you know, ladies
message
as well. And it's actually 40% off with all the women's apparel. So that's a good thing. So
I like me a good sale.
Men make sure you go and buy sack underwear. They do have the little ballpark pouch. You know, Tiff doesn't like it, but Wes says she does.
I'm with it. I'm with it. You better protect them, gonads.
Yeah.
They need comfort too.
Still, everybody's hoodies this winter because apparently I'm already missing two, and I live with the person, so there's that. And
y'all never getting y'all shit back.
I don't get my shit back, and she lived with me, so there's that. But anyway,
That's how it does supposed to go.
Yes. So next week it will be the women talking shit to the men again. Hopefully, it's not Mary Dickmas Part 2. I'm terrified.
No promises.
I cannot promise that it won't be Dickmas Part 2.
Shall see. So
just take me another dark and stormy, Greg.
The last time you had a dark and stormy.
Yeah, if any listeners have any dick related or any interesting things that they want us to talk about, they should shoot it to like the podcast Instagram DMs or something.
Do it.
Or you can email us at youngblackpod@gmail.com. Trust me, we will read them on the air. If you have
every last one of them,
motherfuckers. Yeah, I promise. Do that. So please.
Crazy Bumble story, Tinder story. What other apps don't get you killed?
All right.
All that shit. Like
there's a whole host of apps. It's like an app store for dating apps.
Oh,
apps are all flavors.
Coffee is bagel.
Sexual
black people meet.
Facebook has a dating.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Someone should go on that as an experiment.
Nope.
Go ahead, Wes.
Nope.
Good night, y'all.
1, 2, 3, not it.
Yep. Have fun, Wes. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Until next week, we'll see y'all.
Hey, do you have the Wi-Fi password? Common words everyone has said in an airport, coffee shop, or any public place with free internet. Don't fall victim to internet hackers while using free internet thanks to NordVPN. NordVPN is one of those services you tell yourself you don't need until it's too late. We've used the NordVPN to browse the web, check bank accounts, and even stream apps like Netflix. It's the only VPN service that lets you bypass ISPs, perfect for when your job has sites you frequent like Facebook is blocked. It's the best VPN service you can get for both price and performance. Install NordVPN on up to 6 devices, including your smartphone, tablet, and desktop, and experience the service for yourself. Start protecting yourself and your content with NordVPN by heading over to nordvpn.com/YBAB at checkout and save 75% on your subscription.